This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I think you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to reach out and touch someone, right? Remember to reach out and touch someone. Got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, the refugee crisis, we're going to be talking about that in this hour. Sorry about that. I just didn't get totalitarians. And then, yeah, so we're going to be talking about the whole thing happening at the border. We don't want to be distracted, right? We don't want to be distracted. The distraction game. Forget about it. Forget about what you see on the left. What's really happening on your right is not happening. I see... How many fingers? Five. Right, that whole scenario. They're doing it to us again. You know, they want us to basically be mushrooms. How many of you love mushrooms? How many of you love being a mushroom, I guess is what I probably should say, right? How many of you love being a mushroom? I don't know, stranger. I know one thing. We're in deep trouble with this dam up there in Oroville. And it's going to get a lot deeper. No one's talking up there. At least I haven't, you know, in all honesty and truthfulness, I have not seen, I haven't seen information coming from the people up at the dam today or yesterday or days gone by. I mean, that's a good song, by the way. I just have not seen it. I can't understand what their problem is. Can you? How about just being secret because you're a governmental agency and screw the world, screw the people? That's just the attitude they have. By the way, we're bigger than you. We're a dam, after all. We're monolithic. You can't touch us. Well, yes, we can touch you. And we're about to touch more of you. I'm just pontificating. Because what we have out there is a real problem. A real problem. And I know people are saying, oh, you're just a fear monger. Right. I'm a fear monger for a lot of different reasons. Now, here we go. I love this. Okay, wait a minute. It's time out. What did I say? Listen to this. I love it. I love this to death. Yes. And Tucker Carlson, I think, is on top of this, too. Phones are ringing. I know, but I'm not answering. I'm on the air. People calling me on the air. They don't know any better, but we'll straighten them out. Listen to this headline. Those of you who are listening last hour, this just popped up on Fox News. I went to Fox News because I saw Bulldog. Now, again, someone was referring to our new guy, Durham, right? The new guy who's the Connecticut Attorney General. And what we have in the Connecticut Attorney General is we've got, his name is, well, they call him Bulldog, apparently, right? So this is the headline here. You guys listen to my show, huh? Headline, stealth investigation. I was talking about a stealth investigation last hour. And now this is just headline, just pop. Stealth investigation. You guys are listening up there in the booth. I know it. Stealth investigation. Bulldog federal prosecutor probing origin of Russian inquiry has been on the job for weeks. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? U.S. Attorney John Durham has been reviewing origins of Russia probe for weeks, source says. Shocking. Could this be premeditation? Or could it be the handoff from Sessions? Well, at some point it was the handoff from Sessions. At some point. Uh-huh. Isn't that interesting? I think we have a video of this. I'm not sure if we do or not, you know. It's one of these kind of things. It's a catch-as-catch-can. But this guy, I'm stunned. I'm stunned by this revelation. Here we go.
Attorney General Bill Barr tapping a top prosecutor to investigate how the Russia probe began.
Source telling Fox News, Connecticut attorney, actually U.S. attorney from the District of Connecticut, John Durham, will look into government surveillance of the Trump campaign, including the Department of Justice's use of informants and potential FISA abuses.
Here to weigh in, Fox News senior judicial analyst and host of Liberty File on Fox Nation, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Another person looking into how this all got started. What do you know about this?
But this person has prosecutorial authority. I mean, the Inspector General Mike Horowitz, whose report we expect almost any week now, cannot prosecute. And the Senate Judiciary Committee, as well-intentioned as Senator Graham may be, cannot prosecute. But John Durham can prosecute. So this is the investigation that the president has been calling for and that the president has promised. Who and how and under what circumstances did the whole thing get started? And if anybody committed a crime, is there still enough time left to prosecute them? This is finally coming together in one place at one time before a very experienced prosecutor who has been Washington's go-to guy when they need themselves some aspect of the federal government investigated.
Well, he's gone after the FBI. He's gone after
CIA.
How the CIA treated people and where
yes.
those videotapes were.
Yes, yes. So he's very experienced. You know, it's unusual, having been in law enforcement, I can tell you, it's unusual when the target is somebody you work with,
right.
Part of the
right.
law enforcement community.
That's what makes it hard.
Correct. It's not unusual for him because he's the guy they keep going to for it. So in my view, the attorney general picked the right person at the right time to do this job that the president's been asking.
So in theory, he could walk over. You tell me if this is likely. He could look at this and say, yeah, I don't like some of the things that were done, but I could understand why the FBI did it, judging by what was coming at them at that time.
That's the Chris Wray argument from the other day that the president was so upset about.
Yeah.
In theory, he could, the answer to your question is yes, Brian. In theory, he could also say, this was a lie. This was falsified. This was perjury. this was fraud, this was deception. I'm going to indict all these people.
Because you know James Baker's on the offensive now, trying to save his name before.
So is the other James, who was the topic of the news recently, the 6'8".
You said something in the beginning. You said time could be running out.
Well, the statute of limitations for these crimes is 5 years, so it depends upon.
Statute of limitations. I mentioned this. Statute of limitations running out. Let's see what he has to say.
They're looking
for all
back
federal,
right before
virtually all federal crimes. There are some that are longer that are not relevant here.
Judge, time to go to a guy coming up next that you were talking to in the green room.
Oh, what a great, great human being. Great pitcher for
them. We don't want to talk. I'm sure he's a great human being. I have no idea what he's talking about. But my big issue here, a couple of great things, actually. Time limitations. I talked about that. Napolitano said it just there. That's a big deal. I mean, because, you know, we've been wondering about this TikTok business going on with Hillary Clinton and all of her, you know, minions and so on. I don't think in the case when these investigations all really kind of get going, and as we're now learning, he's been doing this is the bulldog, and they call him the hard-charging bulldog. That's his nickname. Prosecutor, according to a source, will focus on the period of November 7th, 2016, the period before November 7th. Aha, and FISA, all that other good stuff with FISA. But with Hillary Clinton and Obama, could there be treasonous crimes, obviously prior to that, that they could be charged, investigated and charged for? And guess what? My understanding is Hillary and her minions are destroying everything in sight right now. That is a little bit of a clue for you that something is going on. Those are the reports we got over the last weekend. I wonder why. Because they found out about the bulldog. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Psychedelicized souls. That's what's happening right now to James Comey, Mr. Clapper, John Brennan, an ugly, ugly man, as some people have been calling him. Ugly, ugly. I hate it when that happens. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Mr. Mueller? How about John Kerry and his son? I hate it when this happens. And Joe Biden's son. Shocking. 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 And what about Joe Biden himself? Was he an accessory to a crime by his son? And did he use Air Force One to do that? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I forget about Joe Biden and Extortion 17 and the lives that he cost for Navy SEAL Team 6?
Time. I've been crushed
You know, this may be one of the most prophetic songs that applies to what happened with a coup d'etat against Donald J. Trump. Seriously. They've all been psychedelicized. I think that's really the problem, don't you? Psychedelicized. Now, what we mean by that, this is a big-time drug song, of course. Psychedelics were in. Everybody dropped acid. Or psilocybin. Shocking! Psilocybin. Mescaline. You know, that's what they just legalized in Colorado, in Denver. They want to be psychedelicized. So I'm sure they're just sitting around listening to tick-tock, tick-tock, tick. That kind of reminds me, though. I got to tell this story about time, because yesterday we were theming it about time for schools and so on. You can get that on the podcast. Kind of interesting about yesterday, though, in that in yesterday's discussion about time, I failed to tell you that one of the greatest stories I've ever been involved with, and it happened in a local community not too far from here when I was a principal of a school. That will remain nameless. Anyway, so we were tracking these kids, truants. You know, they're being truant. We couldn't find out where they were during the daytime. And you know, we understood that they were of the stoner variety. They liked their marijuana. So, they were nice kids when they were stoned, right? When they didn't have any marijuana, they were not so nice. But anyway, so I get a call from my resource. Hey, Paul, we got to go to this house. You're going to jump in the car. Let's go down there. So we go down to this house, the dilapidated, abandoned house, of course. And I'm going, wow, this is terrible. He says, oh, wait till you get inside. So we go inside. And, oh, my God, it's stoner heaven. It's stoner heaven. They had written 420 on the wall. Of course, this is what it smelled like, pot, like you can't believe. And, of course, the urine, feces, that sort of thing going on. But this was their hangout, 15 guys. And rather than go to school, there's three schools that were involved. Rather than go to school, they'd go hang out there and smoke pot every day. Shocking, shocking. But they'd also go out and steal things in the community in the afternoon and evening. And we went in there and we found all the things they stole. Now, and of course, what happened, the bust was, one of the stores caught them stealing and followed them to the location with the goods. And then he called the police. That's what opened it up. So we had a whole 15 truants sitting right there. And so, anyway, it was just hysterical because you walk in the house and there's no spray paint everywhere on the walls, you know, Pendejo, you know, things like that. All that stuff that goes, Pendejo. Anyway, so sprayed around everywhere. But the most predominant thing, we walk into one of the rooms, big room, by the way, and all over the walls, in every inch of the walls on this house, there were clocks, you know, like you buy at the store, right? You go to one of these big clubs things, and you buy, and you put the batteries in, and it goes around and around, and around, you know, that sort of thing. But the hysteria, all shapes and sizes of these clocks, small ones, big ones, you know, ones that were hanging from the ceiling. It was a menagerie of clocks. And, of course, that was the King Kong room where they all smoked pot. Now, of course, when you looked at the clocks, the faces, all of them said 420. There must have been a couple hundred of the clocks in there. And they all had the same time, 420. Wow. Kind of like Denver, Colorado. Perpetual 420. And now with the legalization of psilocybin, wow, their time has come. And so has the totalitarian mindset that wanted to bring us a coup d'etat of the President of the United States. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so we're looking at White House review military plans against Iran, deploy 120,000 troops. Tehran says Trump risking devastating war, extremist individuals in U.S. government, mystery shroud, sabotage of tankers and Gulf simmers. Saudi, oil pump pipeline attacked by drones. All right. Is that true, really, you think? Don't know. Don't think that it is. China vows people's war. Farmers feel pain. Consumers pay price. Apple in crosshairs. We got that one already. Well, I mean, this is a different part of Apple. Apple in the crosshairs because it does so much business with Apple Computer and does so much business with China, right? It's like 25% of its sales. That's a big chunk. But, you know, they make everything over there for slave labor, by the way. I mean, Apple's not clean on any of this stuff. You talk about slave labor and what goes on in China. I think they have 2 million people, in, at least 2 million people in prison. Never will probably get out. They'll exterminate them. That's the way they do business there. Mao Zedong. I mean, that's the way they roll. Because remember, it's still a communist land, right? It's still a commie country. So we've got these rising tensions now in Saudi Arabia. White House deploys military plans against Iran, or reviews. Deploys 120,000 troops? No, come on. Third Gulf War fears U.S. plans to deploy 120,000 troops to Middle East if Iran attacks American forces in chilling echoes of Iraq War. Such a deployment has not been seen since the 2003 invasion, right? So far, this is the assets that they've got in there. The Abraham Lincoln coming through on a rotation. I can't remember which carrier that's replacing, but there is a carrier being replaced on a normal rotation. They bring in the B-52s, Vietnam era, actually 50s era bomber, Strategic Air Command. By the way, it's a great movie. It's an old movie about, you know, flying these planes. It's known as Strategic Air Command. And, God, who was the actor that was in that? Because he was an Air Force pilot, actually. Who was that guy? I'll think of his name in a second. Anyway, but they go from, I think, B-29s to B-50s. Oh, B-48s. Is it B-48s? Yeah, B-47s. I can't remember which one. Oh, the B-58 was the Hustler. Yeah, that was the Delta-winged plane that was like a rocket ship. I mean, it was a fantastic aircraft. And I remember as a little kid seeing one fly just right overhead. It was like, wow. You know, here you are, you're about 12 years old, and all of a sudden this big silver thing just zips by. It had a red tail on it. Never forget that. And it was a Delta wing plane, huge, big motors on them, and the thing could just go like a rocket ship several times the speed of sound. Anyway, but the B-52s they've deployed, I don't know how many they have. We don't have that many B-52s left, but maybe two or three, probably three or four. It's what they do is they use these B-52s now as pretty much standoff bombers, in that they have a lot of various and sundry cruise missiles and things like that that they fire off, which is just as effective as carrying a heavy bombing load, you know, with dumb bombs. You know, and of course, now almost all bombs are smart bombs. Yeah, they figured out that saturation bombing really wasn't getting it. So even the B-52 is really obviously an outmoded type of aircraft, but it still flies. Look at how many years. Most of these aircraft were built in the 60s. And my God, they're 50-year-old airplanes, 60-year-old airplanes up there flying. They're still flying them. And there's still a lot of them left in the boneyards. A lot of people don't. And so anyway, we got this whole thing going on in Iran. I don't want to see this thing happen. But, you know, there's in Iran, there are two forces. There are the good and the evils. The mullahs who run everything, who run the theocracy, right? They're the ones that are the problem. And they control the army. And what they've done in that army, of course, is just like what they've done in all the armies, that where you have a dictator, what happens with the dictator is, hey, I'm going to make you, everybody's going to be a general. So he divides up the fiefdom by people that are loyal to him. And, of course, he buys their loyalty, you know, primarily because, hey, I want to be kept safe from the brooding hordes out there. And that's their job. That is their job. So, yeah, U.S. B-50 arrive in the Middle East. All right, there you go. Doesn't say how many there are, though. So here we go again. I really don't want to get into this. I mean, we've never left the Middle East. Seems like this is the place where the... remember, it was Eisenhower, a general himself, World War II Ike Eisenhower, right? And what he says is interesting in that... He was saying, beware of the military-industrial complex. And here we have the military-industrialized complex. By the way, when you go to Washington, D.C., it is the military-industrialized complex that is there. Hello. That's the one that's there. Now, this is kind of interesting about that complex. It has to exercise itself every once in a while. Right, you can't let that complex go to sleep. So that's the thing. taking up arms against the mullahs. Now, let's be fair about this. Let's understand this. My understanding, and according to my sources who've been there several times and are still going to go back several more times to Iran, that what they're doing is, you know, there's those good assets that support, that do not support a theocracy, because you know, everything's a theocracy there. You have your ayatollahs who run everything. And they're nothing more than, you know, the ayatollahs and the popes and so on of the, you know, medieval ages. That's the way they run things. And everybody else is everybody else. The people don't have any rights. They don't have any claim to anything. But, of course, the people there have been Americanized and westernized. And that is the big rub. So you have a population that wants the freedom and liberties that you can get away, that you can have without the mullahs, basically. Without the imams. That's where the struggle is. And it looks like we're trying to exploit that. That's what I'm saying. Right or wrong, that's what's happening. And I don't think that we should be there, quite frankly. But here's the problem. Let's connect some dots here. The border is a problem. Yes, the border is a problem. We all know that. Here's the problem with the border. We're being flooded right now. And what country is in total chaos in South America? It's the country that, since 2006, on an everyday basis, hundreds of men fly in, and then the plane flies out back to the original destination, empty. Just drops the men off. All of fighting age. Well, you know, 35 and younger. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention where it flies out from. And that would be Tehran, Iran. Right. Old Persia. For you Persians who don't lay claim to Iran. See, it's kind of confusing. You got us confused, some people. I'm a Persian and I came from Persia. Really? Well, Tehran, and guess where it goes? It goes to Caracas, Venezuela. Disgorging terrorists. Been going on for years. Gee, I wonder, with all this turmoil in Venezuela, where these terrorists are now going. Maybe north? Right. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Iran, Venezuela, connect the dot. Right? Connect the dot. We're about to connect another dot. I think I'm switching to guns here because we're getting too close for missiles. I'm going to jump into this ditty. So you understand what, oh gosh, okay. I'm clicking on the things here. I was looking for it, I couldn't, I had a brain freeze. Too much ice cream. No, just kidding. Didn't have enough ice cream. That's not the point. I think what I got, though, is a failure to communicate. But the situation is one at hand that we're going to be considering. Everything starts to work right here. I'm sorry for all this confusion. Oh, here we go. All right, finally. Stealth investigation. We got that one taken care of. Right? Stealth investigation. One of the stories that we're going to cover is Extortion 17. I mentioned this about Joe Biden. A lot of people don't understand. I want you to look up, in the meantime, we'll probably do it tomorrow. Not right now, but we'll probably do it tomorrow. About Extortion 17. See, everybody's forgot about this. 2012, what happened there? 2013, maybe? I don't know. I was a different radio station. I know that. This is back in the day when I had like 37 radio stations. I'm like, why do I have all these stations? Just, you know, but I didn't want to open up the incorporation, if you know what I mean. But I want to bring you this story. And this is the story. You know, there's a lot of people that have been going on. A lot of people have been going on this whole thing with, let me get to the show's aspect of this, have been going on this thing about Palestinians, right, and Islam, and the Jews, and all this good stuff, right? And this is something I think is very, very relevant, though, is we have a member of the House of Representatives, and she's been kind of interesting. Talking about racism and all that good stuff. Oh, here we go. Liz Cheney blasts the Democrats about Tlaib after Tlaib remarks. It's absolutely despicable. Okay, now this is one of the members of the House. She's the one that, you know, they're going to get the MF-er, meaning Donald Trump, when she was giving her campaign victory speech she was talking about. Remember that? Maybe you don't remember that. But she is the one who bravely went out and said, oh, we're going to get the Okay. Well, take us to your leader, girlfriend. Show us how that's all going to play out for you. Right? Okay, here we go.
Outrage continues for comments Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib made about the Holocaust.
It's a kind of a calming feeling, I always tell folks. When I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust and the fact that it was my ancestors.
Kind of a calming feeling, really.
Palestinians who lost their land and some lost their lives, all of it was in the name of trying to create a safe haven for Jews.
Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi even calling out President Donald Trump and some House Republicans saying they should apologize to Lieb for condemning her comments. House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney has been one of the loudest voices condemning Tlaib's comments. She joins us right now from our nation's capital. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
So are you going to apologize?
I'm sorry that there are so many anti-Semitic members of the House Democratic Caucus. And, you know, we went yesterday from a situation where the Democratic leadership in the House had sort of been enabling this anti-Semitism by their silence. Yesterday was different. Yesterday we had both Speaker Pelosi and Majority Leader Hoyer stand up and defend those comments that you just played. And there's no context in which it is okay to say that a calming feeling comes over you when you think about the Holocaust. It's sickening. And then, of course, Representative Tlaib went on to talk about this view of history that is based on lies, exactly the kind of anti-Semitic lies that are spread to delegitimize the state of Israel. And, of course, the Palestinian leadership during World War II actually worked right with Adolf Hitler. So it's gone beyond the pale now with the leadership in the Democratic side and the House actually openly.
So during World War II, the Palestinians actually worked with Adolf Hitler, the Grand Mufti. Right. The Grand Mufti. You probably heard about him. Formed a huge couple of divisions of Muslim Nazis fighters. Yeah. And they did some weird things to when they captured prisoners. Weird things, you know. Anyway, they worked with Adolf Hitler. They were good friends. This is before the Palestinian issue with Israel and the Holocaust. The Holocaust was going on at the time when this was happening, right? But, you know, the love affair of Adolf Hitler with Islam goes well before that. He actually helped to start in 1928 another infamous group called the Muslim Brotherhood. Shocking. Shocking. I know, people. I'm connecting dots here for you, folks. I'm just connecting some dots. That's all. I'm not disconnecting anything. I'm just connecting some dots. And guess what? Muslim Brotherhood and CARE in America. Boy, haven't they been winners. But I'm connecting the dots because who helps Hamas? Who helps the Palestinians against the Israelis right now? Who stirs up all the hatred and angst in Israel? You got it. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah. And by the way, what's going on in Venezuela? Where all those guys come in from that aircraft every day since 2006? Gee, you think they might be a problem here in this country? Because we have the Muslim Brotherhood, right? Started by Adolf Hitler. That's why Donald Trump is going to put them on the terror watch list. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're going to be, next hour, talking about the grievance number 68 for New California and also some information about what's going on up there. It's going to be on the 17th and 18th, the stuff that's happening there. It's unbelievably important to understand the magnitude of what we're doing here in creating a new state and the process it takes. Because it's a process. It's not a haphazard process whereby we have to lie our way to try to form a state, because that never works. But for those that are into doing things the wrong way, not listening to facts. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that one out there. We're going to be, it's going to be a really big one. It's going to be a really, really, really big shoe, so to speak. So I encourage all of you, if you're not going to be there, to at least watch it on Facebook, because we're going to be talking about the proceedings, all the things that we need to do to form a new state. And it's going to be, I think, incredibly historic. Okay, so enough about that. The Oroville Dam, though, is getting pretty close to the top. In fact, why don't we just give you some findings of fact, because right now it's not the time for it to be reporting, but we'll get the reportage to you right now. Hopefully we can get all the stuff we need to get to you. Let's see if we can get it to you. Here we go. We're going to try and get the height, the actual height of the levels of the dam for you. So it's right now, it's sitting at 889.11. That's the height of the dam. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and NewCaliforniaState.com. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.